we're looking now at the story, concerning story, of four organisations that deal with victims and survivors of rape and sexual abuse have had their data stolen following a ransomware attack on a company in Northern Ireland. The company Evide, which is based in Derry and manages data for around 140 charities and non-profit organisations in Ireland, Northern Ireland and the United Kingdom, was targeted by cyber criminals last month. A spokesperson for the company confirmed last night that as soon as it became aware that its systems had been accessed, it contacted the police and engaged cyber security specialists to help it contain the issue and support recovery efforts. None of the material stolen, which is described as highly sensitive and personal information, has so far been published on the dark net or other online forums. A ransom has been sought, but none has been paid. The four organisations are in Dublin and in the south of the country and include One in Four, which helps adults who have experienced childhood sexual abuse and their families and those who have engaged in harmful sexual behaviour. One in Four has also so far contacted around 500 people whose personal information may have been stolen. It set up a helpline for victims that will operate from today. With me on the line to talk about this is Vera O'Leary of the Kerry Rape and Sexual Abuse Centre. Vera, good morning to you.
Good morning, Jerry. Good morning to your listeners.
Now, first up, you want to reassure people and service users as well that you're not affected by this, thankfully.
Yeah, absolutely, in the first instance. And as you say, thankfully, all the data of all our clients, past and present, we're not part of this data breach.
Okay. You use a different company to hold data, yeah?
We do. There are different ways of collecting data in the whole sexual violence sector. And we are part of the Rape Crisis Network Ireland and all the centres in the Rape Crisis Network Ireland. We use the same data system. So we are not part of this hack.
Okay, thankfully that is the case. What's your reaction to it? Terrible for people who've been through a lot already to have this sort of a concern from the actions of these criminals.
Oh, absolutely, Jerry. You know, you have these people, they're kind of sitting behind a computer, you know, doing these hacks, these criminals, not realising the individual impact it will have. And the clients that we work with, their vulnerability is greater, you know, than we'll see if your data is hacked through some other, maybe banking or, you know, something that wouldn't really impact on your personal life. But the information that will be held about these clients is so personal and so private to them. For any client out there today who is impacted by that, please, I want to urge them to contact us. But for again, to reiterate and reassure them that we are a different system and that our data has not been hacked. And, you know, just to reach out to them so that if they want to speak, I believe you might give our free phone number out at the end of the interview and be able to reassure people. It is. It's very concerning. I suppose we're so used to now in Irish society hearing on a daily basis about data breaches and the hacking. But when it happens this close and when you sit with the clients that we work with and when you know their vulnerability and the trauma they've experienced and the trust they put in us and in the service to actually protect them and to maintain their anonymity and their confidentiality, it is very concerning, and as I say, we would be really concerned about the impact it can have on individual survivors.
This kind of breach it's particularly nasty, really, isn't it, Vera? Because you're talking about a company that manages data for charities, for support organisations, for non-profits, dealing with kind of, like I said, vulnerable people anyway.
Yeah, it is. It's so hard to get your head around it, you know. But as I say, these criminals, they aren't going to take any way concerned about the impact that this would have on individual survivors. You know, I'd love for one of them to sit opposite somebody who has been a victim of sexual violence and for them to see the hurt and the harm that's caused to the person in the first instance by being a victim of sexual violence, and for that person now to also feel that their data has been compromised and their anonymity has been compromised, and that the fear for them that this could be out there. And I suppose it's also for them, you know, Jerry, because we're not really sure of the why and the how and how much information is out there and if any data has been leaked onto the dark web. But we know that for anybody who is a victim of any type of digital abuse, the concern for them always going forward is, where is it? You know, and how long more it will be out there for, and who can access it? And it's that feeling of powerlessness that it can bring up in somebody. when they're a victim of digital abuse, and then to be a victim of this, it will bring up again that powerlessness. You know, who has my information? Who has access to it? What will it be used for? You know, so it's a very, very sad day, and it's very concerning.
Yeah, very, very concerning. And look, you would hope there's some resolution to this, and we can try and find out more, that, you know, Europol will be involved, the Gardaí, the PSNI particularly, that there could be some sort of resolution. Yeah. I think that the tactic, it is all about money. And unfortunately, if you pay the ransom, then you're only encouraging it. So there's that side of it as well. But
yeah.
Hopefully the people affected will get the support they need.
Oh, of course they will. You know, I know that Maeve Lou, CEO of 104, was on this morning, you know, and that they have a dedicated line. We will, you know, any of our clients that are concerned, we will, you know, support them around being able to lay any of their fears and reassure them that their data hasn't been compromised. And I suppose one thing that we are very clear is, you know, we follow the best principles of data retention and, you know, minimizing the data that we collect so that we can actually, you know, be able to, I suppose, in a way, you know, mitigate. But unfortunately, these criminals are so highly skilled that nowadays there is very little you can do to actually prevent this. But there will be a review, and I hope that we will learn lessons from this, that we can maybe look at our system as well to ensure that this doesn't happen to us.
Yeah, and that's the most important thing, the learnings out of it, I suppose. The other thing is, look, and it applies in general to everybody, but whether you're part of an organisation, whether you're an individual, if you get an email or a text that you don't understand or that you think may be a little bit dodgy, just don't click in it. Just avoid it.
Yeah.
Ignore it.
Yeah. Yeah, I think, you know, there's been so many warnings gone out, you know, over, I think, especially in the last couple of years, maybe especially since post-COVID as well, you know, and I know all of us in society will at once, some stage or other, have received a call or an email. So, I mean, err on the side of caution. If it's important that the person would get back to you, delete.
Yeah.
Don't answer that call. Don't answer that email. You know, I suppose it's like for this client group, for the survivors, you know, their anxieties will be more heightened, so the risk is greater that they may answer maybe a call or an email. So I'm, you know, for them to reach out to their service provider instead and to contact them, and they get any information that they will need from their service provider.
Yeah, and you're encouraging people to get in touch if they have any concerns from you, even though you're unaffected by this. It's 1-800-633-333.
653-633-333.
Yeah, that's the one.
Yeah, because as I say, it will, and people may need reassurance that their data is secure and that it hasn't been. So we're at the end of the phone to answer any of their concerns.
Okay, Vera, listen, look, thanks so much for talking to us on the phone this morning and giving people that sort of reassurance this morning, and hopefully we hear more about a positive resolution to the situation for people who are affected already. Thanks for talking to me this morning.
Thank you, Jerry.
That's Vera O'Leary there, the manager of the Kerry Rape and Sexual Abuse Centre. If you have a view for us on that, get in touch with us on the programme on 066-7123-666. That number again is 1-800-633-333. That's 1-800-633-333.